To end today's show, join us for a bit of a jaunt. We're heading about 45 minutes north of Atlanta to White, Georgia. It's in Bartow County, about 3 miles off I-75. It boasts a gigantic junkyard. Now, from a distance, it looks like a forest preserve. But the closer you get, the clearer it becomes. It's actually a graveyard for rare and retired vehicles. GPB's Sean Powers drove up to Old Car City and sent us back this audio postcard.
Well, it's Old Car City, Old Car City, USA.
My name is Dean Lewis. I've been to this place all my life. My mother and daddy started in 1931 with the general store. A few years later, I was born, and I grew up in it. I went off and got a job later, came back in about 1970 and added about 4,000 cars to my collection, and it became Old Car City.
50 miles north of Atlanta, Highway 411 USA, and here in Georgia.
Most of the junk boys or salvage yard or whatever, they sold. They sell as scrap and make more room and all. We luckily, we had enough room to save them, didn't have to sell them. And in fact, at one point several years ago, I was out of room, so I went and bought 26 adjoining acres so that I wouldn't have to crush.
It's a rare old car. Let's go around this way. I want to show you a couple more things. My name's Rocky. Every day I find something new. 6 miles of trails and nothing but art and nature and old cars. We've got a few cars in here that people don't even know really existed. We've got a 1929 Singer. There wasn't that many of them. You're walking through here, you'd be thinking about the stories some of them could tell you. How many times people took off across the country, how far they went with them. Kind of like the pioneers, Clark and Luke, Lewis and Clark. Now here's an old veteran. I met him earlier.
Hey, lots of cars. How many cars he got in here?
A little over 4,000.
4,000,
wow.
Ron Swope, live in Ringgold, Georgia. Never stopped here before. My son,
Mark. Read about it in the Chattanooga paper. I live in Chattanooga. My name is Mark Swope. I know a lot about old cars, so it's just kind of interesting looking at all the old cars, like the design of them and all the chrome and all that.
Yeah, some of them we had, some of them we drove, some of them we was around when we were kids.
My name's Pam Clayton. I'm from Live Oak, Florida. My first car was an old Pinto. Saw one of those. My husband here, we were dating, he fixed it up and painted it, and we actually took it to the Netherlands and had it there for 3 years, and we actually left it there. So there's a Ford Pinto in the Netherlands.
My name is Marco, last name's Rossi, and I'm a photographer. I've found the first car that I bought 4 different times out here. I don't know if I can say this, I found the automobile I lost my virginity in. The first car I bought was a 1970 Grand Am. What I lost the virginity in was a 78 Caprice, a classic. That was my father's car.
My name is Daniel Scott, and we're from Marietta, Georgia.
My name is Katie Scott, and I'm from Marietta, Georgia as well. It was crazy because we're talking about how my grandmother loves cars like this, and she actually still drives like the more modern versions of these same old cars, and it was just amazing to think that back in the day, these are the kind of vehicles that she used to drive around, and she loves to talk about them and everything that she used to have, and we've been trying to find things that she used to have to take pictures of to show her, and it's been amazing.
50 miles north of Atlanta, Highway 411 USA, down here in Georgia. Old Car City.
That story from Old Car City was produced by GPB's Sean Powers. For photos from Old Car City, just visit gpbnews.org. And that's our show for today, but we always love to hear from you. Have you ever found treasure, real treasure, in a junkyard? Give us a call at 404-500-9457. You can also post on Facebook or reach us on Twitter. The show is at OST Talk. For today, that's On Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Tony Harris. Have a great day.